Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
We're in a battle for America's soul. Liberty is at risk. It's time to speak up. Welcome to Brooke Talks America with author, publisher, conservative advisor, and patriot. Brooke says, for years, Brooke's been behind the scenes, helping conservative leaders articulate a vision for a better America. Now, she's front and center, and the mic is hot. Here is your host, Brooke Says.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Brooke Talks America, where we discuss politics and culture from a conservative perspective, unapologetically so, each and every time. I'm your host, Brooke Says, conservative patriot, still very proud, deplorable, and columnist, which you can read on my website, brooketalksamerica.com. Make sure you connect before we all get nuked off, obviously, under the Biden junta on Facebook. I'm very active on Twitter. I'm also on Getter. You really need to migrate over there and get that started because they're going to be nuking all of us. Check out the website, like I said, and if you have any questions, email me at info@brooketalksamerica.com, and it's Brooke with an E. If you'd like to partner with the show and become a sponsor and get your business, product, or service in front of like-minded, conservative, patriot Americans, let me know. And also, if you don't have either of those options and you just want to donate to help support the show, we would appreciate that as well. You can listen to archived podcasts of the show on my website, brooketalksamerica.com. Also, I'm on Captain's America Third Watch every first and third Tuesday morning at 5:30 a.m. on this station, Salem Media Group, AM 860 The Answer Tampa. And my podcast is available on iHeartRadio, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and Podomatic. I have an app which you can find in the Play Store, and you can go to the website and sign up to receive email alerts. So let's get to the jelly. My guest today is Yvette Gaw. She's a president of Well Life Health, specializing in preventative health and genetic testing. Her passion is sharing the truth about health and wellness and currently exposing the truth about the agenda, which we all know what it is and we will get into, and lighting a fire under the patriots to get them to organize, get them educated, and get them activated. She's put on two rallies and a fundraiser for Dr. Andy Wakefield's upcoming movie. The first rally was in September 2020, the Common Sense Truth and Freedom Rally. The last one was in May. Along with cities around the world, it was the Millions March Against Mandated Vaccines and Passports with special guest speakers Dr. Andy Wakefield, D.C. Drano, who got nuked off social media, Dr. Simone Gold, the awesome, and constitutional attorney Sean McBride. She's affiliated with Community Patriots Pinellas, not the other one, which has abandoned President Trump and thinks it's great to work with Democrats. She's also affiliated with Make America Free Again Group, Moms for Freedom, Florida Freedom Keepers, Health Freedom Florida, and PASH Freedom, which stands for Parent Advocates for Student Health Reform. You notice a theme there? Yes, it's freedom, and we want it back. So she's here to talk about all of it. And with that, welcome to the show, Yvette. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, and thanks for having me. Very excited to be here.
Absolutely. You know, before we get into it, I want to play a couple of audio clips for that super creepy doctor, quote unquote, Dr. Wen from CNN, who's a propagandist not only on fake news media, is CNN, but also for the World Health Organization, which lied about coronavirus, by the way. So before we get into our discussion, here are a couple clips from her so we can discuss.
My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they're thinking, oh, well, it's just a small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true. There is the anti-science, anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who, for whatever reason, have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. And I fear a situation of coming into the fall when we never reach herd immunity. And then we get hit by the next surge of COVID-19 in the fall, something that we could have prevented if we just got people vaccinated now. I think this really depends on what it is that we do at this point. So now we have this Delta variant that is much more contagious. Because it's more contagious, it's going to be even harder for us to reach herd immunity. We're going to have to vaccinate an even higher proportion of people to get there. What happens then if we end up having another variant developing that's even more contagious, that could cause more disease, that could evade the protection of our immune system? And so how quickly we get this under control and which way we go depends on what we do now when it comes to vaccination, to overcoming disinformation. And what we really need to do at this point is to make vaccination the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway. But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. That is what it's going to take for us to actually end the pandemic.
So how about no? How about I don't take orders from you or CNN or the demon dwarf Fauci? And I'm also going to add that Mike Pence probably ought to get tried along with Fauci because he was the one that put that goon in charge of everything. And he probably set General Flynn up, too. But that's a different show. So, Yvette, I just wanted to play that because that's really stunning commentary from her, right? We need to ask them for our freedoms back. And it, you know, they always say the quiet part out loud. She's basically saying, we're going to give you our freedoms when you do what we want. What do you think about those? Those are crazy.
Well, all I can say is opening with that soundbite just got my blood boiling.
I knew it would.
Well, let's just walk back into the 1930s into Nazi Germany.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, there's so many different ways I can go with that. First of all, she's a doctor who is lining her pockets. That's what I want to
yes.
know. If people cannot see that there is an agenda behind this, and we are not talking health, that we are saying that by injecting us with an experimental vaccine, we are all of a sudden safe. And that is the crux of this, right? This is the problem. They are acting like giving us a jab is going to protect us, unknowingly going, oh, let's just forget about the 700,000 people that died of heart disease in 2020.
Hello. Yeah.
And the 600,000 people that died of cancer, and that only 6% of the total, which the CDC came out and said, were actually, you know, quote unquote, of the COVID. Died of COVID. So the lie that's being perpetrated across mainstream media is absolutely sickening. And right now where we're headed is for vaccine passports that you can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And until people stand up and say no and understand if you have been vaccinated, I'm sorry. However, if someone asks you your vaccine status, you look at them and say, there's something called HIPAA. And that's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
So we need those conservatives who have already taken the jab, that they need to understand we're in a fight for our freedom right now. And for them to continue this narrative when we are all out living our lives fine is unacceptable.
Yes. Well, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show. You know, you're first and foremost, you're a constitutional conservative, right? But you're an advocate for medical freedom. And we're a month away. This is what has my hair on fire. I mean, I don't have children. Okay. But I have been appalled the entire time that they've been masking children. You know, we know that we talked about this on the show a lot, is that the teachers unions deliberately kept the kids out of school, and they work with the Biden junta, deliberately hurting children, but keeping them masked, keeping them out of school. And now they're going to say that they want children to be vaccinated. mandatory or they're going to be discriminated against. And I have always said language matters because they are changing the language. We need to use words like discriminated, right? Because that's what they want to do. And that's going to be fun because, you know, the people that really don't want the mask are black people. So I really want to see Buffy and Jody going up to their door and saying, oh, yeah, we're going to jab you and your kids. I hope there's tape. I've said that before. But we have a month until they go back to school, and the mothers, you know, thankfully you're seeing that the mothers and the fathers are joining together in a multiracial group, which is very important, to combat CRT. They have to stand up now, and there's only a month left till they go back to school, to say we're not going to allow you to segregate and discriminate against children in order to get them back in school. That's right. Really serious.
It is serious. And what's more serious is that they are not showing the true numbers. You know, First of all, I was at the school board. My boys are 22 and 25. And I love children. And this just, boy, if my children were in school right now, I would have yelled at them. Okay.
Yeah.
But I went to the school board along with a lot of the other Patriot moms out there to stand up for these children because it breaks my heart every time I see a child wearing a mask.
Me too.
They are in fear. They're believing the lie. These children are missing out on emotional development. They're losing their ability to create these neurological connections, right? We're developing this cold generation with a loss of empathy, and they're still walking. I ran into a mom at the movie theater, and she had a mask on, and her 9-year-old had a mask on, and I typically walk up to the parents or the children. I do it in a very loving way, but I said, you know, your son doesn't need to be wearing a mask. The studies have shown, and I gave her all the science, and I talked to her. She's like, well, he's been fully vaccinated.
Oh my God!
And he's wearing a mask.
Unbelievable.
Because that is what's happening with, I call it the box.
Yeah.
The box has a lot of power. The television.
Yes.
Right. It has so much power, and it's keeping people in fear. And when you see someone walking outside wearing a mask, you know that they're listening to what's being perpetrated, the lie on the box.
I just can't even believe that. Vaccinated. And I have to say, actually, because I went through the drive-thru at Portillo's. Now, this is an older person, probably about 20, 21. And I always ask people wherever I go, what are they going to, have they said anything about the mask? Because they still have them outside. For the entirety, they've had all these people outside with the mask. And they say, she says, I said, so are they going to get rid of the masks? Have they said anything? She says, oh, yeah, but I'm vaccinated. Anyways, but I wear it just in case. And I'm like, you're 20 years old, you're outside, you're vaccinated, which is ridiculous, plus you're wearing a mask. I mean, they really have done a number on people, and it's devastating. So we're coming up on a break. I'm going to hold you over, and you're listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says.
To Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. Connect on Twitter at Brooke Talks USA. Here's Brooke Says.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and I said her name wrong. It's Yvette Gaw. Sorry about that. Do you need a tax preparer, have rental properties, need worksheets to help gather your information? If so, contact Deb Snyder at 727-424-4499 or email her at DebSnyderTax@gmail.com. You can find her on the IRS directory of federal tax return preparers. Deb stays up to date by successfully completing the annual federal tax refresher course that covers filing season issues and tax law updates. And of course, remember to tell her Brooke sent you. Make sure you connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Much more active on Twitter. And you know, start to migrate over to Getter. Anyway, so I'm back with Yvette Gaw, and the group that you're with, Community Patriots of Pinellas, remember, not the other one, okay?
Right.
Pinellas is very activist, and I might reiterate, is pro-Trump, okay? You guys have been doing a lot of work on issues with election integrity, health freedom, voter engagement, et cetera, you know, and as you're very conservative like we are, It's about making sure not just that Republicans get into office, but the right kind of Republicans. You know, we're thankfully we have Governor DeSantis, you know, who is now selling Don't Fauci My Florida merch on his website, making the left crazy. I love it, you know, that he's doing that because he's great. And he really, I didn't agree with any of the lockdowns myself. 2 weeks, right? They said 15 days. Fine. I didn't like that, but they did it. They extended it farther in some of these things than I would have even wanted here in Florida. But, you know, he's been amazing. So you're involved with all these groups, you know, and we talk about getting involved at the local level. I think the Republicans are really finally starting to understand how active, you know, this is the left job. We're people that live, we work, we do our thing, and we get involved in politics, but it's not our job because we don't have billionaires like Soros out there paying people to do it. So I think there's been a big wake-up call. But you're involved with all these groups. What are the, you know, one of the groups that's very important, obviously, with the children is the moms groups. Talk about what you're doing with them.
Yeah, so I'll be honest. So a year and a half ago, I really was not involved in politics. Yeah, I was not involved. I was always, I'm on health, right? I talk to people about their health. I was health coaching. I teach boot camp right now. I'm 55 years old. And
you look great, by the way.
Thank you very much. But, that's something I always paid attention to. So when this happened back in March, I got off. My husband and I went on a cruise. It was an investor cruise. We do real estate. And we had heard about what was going on out there, but we weren't paying any attention. Nothing happened with our ship. We were on the Royal Caribbean. And we got off the ship, and I got a text message from a friend of mine who's a neurologist. And she's like, are you going to quarantine? And immediately my first response, like my first just innate reaction was no. And that's what I did, right? I get home. And on my people that I follow, Dr. Rashid Buttar and Dr. Shiva Ayudure.
Yeah, he's great. Up.
Those are the first people I started listening to. So from day one, I never had fear. I never had worry. I was listening to these two very credentialed doctors. Dr. Shiva created email. He has 4 degrees from MIT.
Yeah.
Dr. Buttar works with cancer patients. And of course, they've been slandered online because they're speaking against the mainstream narrative. And that's the problem. People that are speaking out against the mainstream narrative are being censored. And that's very important to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being called quacks. So for years, up until this point, these are very well-respected doctors in their field or scientists. And now all of a sudden, because they're speaking against the agenda, they're being censored. So I knew from the get-go, and then I just started getting activated, right? I started, trying to talk to people, wake them up, share information online via text, via email, via social media. And then I noticed some people were really buying the mainstream. I said, we need to do an event.
Mm.
So that's when I put together the Common Sense, Truth, and Freedom Rally, and I had two doctors and a couple of candidates and an author, Kathy Chamberlain, came and spoke at my event. And then that's when I started getting, and that was in September, introduced to the Moms for Freedom, Florida Freedom Keepers. Honestly, I didn't know they existed.
Right.
And these are moms that stood up for their children. A lot of them had children who'd been vaccine injured, which I was not familiar with. I just wasn't, right? It wasn't in my circle. And I've been influencing or educating myself on vaccines since then. Because I knew what was coming down the pike.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Of course, which they said was never going to happen, by the way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. So that's how I got involved. And then I just started reaching out to them and wanting to know what they're doing, following them and understanding. And now I'm like, wow, I've learned more about vaccines in the past year than I have my whole life.
Yeah.
And I immediately picked up the phone and called my kids and said, I'm sorry. So.
Well, and.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is about this one in particular, you know, I don't want to get into a whole thing about vaccines in general. This one, from the beginning, every single solitary thing has been politicized. And I have said from the beginning that all of 2020 and into 2021, including January 6th, was all about getting Trump out, getting him out, keeping him out, trying to separate the bond and everything. But it was really all about getting Trump out. So everything from voting to the Rona to the ballots and everything was about that. Okay. But they have politicized it from the very beginning when they started talking about it being from Wuhan on CNN and MSNBC and everywhere else. As soon as Trump said it was from Wuhan, You became a racist for saying it was from Wuhan.
Right.
Once you politicize something, it automatically, and they politicized George Floyd, everything, it shows to me as a thinking person, hey, who does this benefit? Why are they politicizing it? If it's real and legitimate, you don't have to lie about it. You don't have to sell a vaccine. You don't have to sell masks. You don't have to sell all this stuff. And you wouldn't change your mind on everything. This guy Fauci, I mean, when people, you know, he's apparently the left loves him because he was big involved with in the AIDS situation. But I'm telling you, when they find out, this guy killed a lot of people with that drug AZT. We won't get into it, but they're going to find out that he is not with their Fauci ouchie. They're going to want to get those tattoos off. The real weirdo that, you know, sing the weird songs to Fauci like he's their idol because they're godless, of course. But it's all been politicized. And so none of it made any sense. Wear masks, don't wear masks. Go outside, stay inside. Wear right. mask inside. Don't sit, stand next to people. But it's okay for you to you can't go outside. You can't go to church, but you can get an abortion. You can't go to a small business, but you can go get weed. And by the way, you can't go to church, but you can protest, but you can only protest. You can't protest against the lockdowns, but you can protest for George Floyd. So nothing made sense. Right. And therefore, yeah. I say, I don't believe it. You have no credibility and you certainly don't have credibility if you're the demon dwarf Fauci. So but all of these things have come up. And like you said, as a mother, you know, as a parent, you're looking at it and as a health professional. Right. Yeah. It didn't make sense to you. Right.
Right. And that's let's go back to the PCR test, right? So what have they been using? That is the tool.
Yeah.
Number two things. Number one, asymptomatic. It's the first time in the history of our world that they've ever quarantined healthy people.
But he said that. I've played it like three times. He said that on tape, that it's yep. not a spread.
Right. Well, and they also came out with tests. There are studies from the University of Florida. There are studies that have been all over the – I have several of them that say that asymptomatic yeah. is not a thing, that a healthy person cannot give a person, another person, a deadly disease. However, the narrative and what they've written out to put on TV, mm-hmm. and you have someone say something, a left times, right, you're going to believe it.
Yep.
And they have that, – that is what has sunk into these people's heads. That's why people are still walking around wearing masks, because they believe that.
Yeah.
They believe that if I walk in and I am not sick, I am not coughing all over you, that I am going to give you a deadly disease if I have not received the jab. Now, what's interesting is that I haven't received the jab. I'm not going to. But, you know, we've been out and about, and it's like life is normal here in Florida.
Yes.
Like, someone's asking me. I had one eye doctor ask me, and then I shut that down real quick. But it's that. Number two, so the asymptomatic thing is huge. That's. And they knew that because mm-hmm. of Event 201. All right. Event
yes.
201 was the pre-pandemic. That was the mock pandemic that happened in 2019, which a lot of people should look that up.
I talked about that. I played a clip of Pitbull talking about that last
oh,
week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have, so that now you have the PCR test with Kerry Mullis, right? So this is the test. So we don't have a death problem. We have a case-demic.
Yes.
It's not a pandemic. It's a case-demic.
Yes.
And early on in this, in Florida, they had all these tests coming back, and they were false positive, and they had identified some of the labs that were doing the test, and 100% of the tests were positive.
Yes.
And what they're doing is they're calibrating them. So it's like taking something. And the WHO came out in January, right on the day of the inauguration. The WHO and Fauci came out and said, oh, I think we've been calibrating these a little too high. Oh, really?
How convenient.
Okay, really?
How convenient.
So and what they're not doing with these tests, and they're still doing these tests, to go to Hawaii if you haven't received the jab, to go anywhere out of mm-hmm. the country, you have to show a test. My son, who went to the Olympic trials,
yeah.
had to be tested before, had to be tested for the other event. And it's like, what are we doing? These healthy athletes,
yeah.
and we're testing them.
Oh, they're making some of them wear masks while they're,
oh,
while
yeah.
they're competing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
insane.
That wasn't happening with my son or anybody on the pole vault team.
Yeah.
But the PCR tests, they were falsely calibrated to grossly inflate the number of false positive cases, period. And they knew that was going to happen. Kerry Mullis mysteriously died in 2019. He was a healthy surfer
yeah.
and mysteriously died. So I'll just leave it at that. But he's the one that came out and said, do not use this to test
yeah.
or diagnose infectious disease, period.
He must have gotten Clinton'd.
I would agree with you on that one.
So, you know, we have really, I wish we could have three more hours, and we'll probably do a podcast offline about this. But some of the action items, you know, you're involved with a lot of things. You have to get involved with election very quickly on the issue of election integrity. It's important to get the right people in office. The reason that Florida, and I'm telling you, I mean, the country better be so glad that DeSantis is the governor, because the rest of the country would have a big problem if Florida, as hot as it is, we were not free. I'm just saying, I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, thank God Gillum wasn't in there. But election integrity is incredibly important to get the right people into office. You're starting a pastoral committee. We need to get back to church. All these things that need to happen. But a couple of the action items that you would suggest, one is obviously everything has to be local. You have to get involved and get people at the local commissioner, your school board, your supervisor of elections and everything. And if people are listening to this show that are not in Florida, you have to, you know, these are things that you can do. Go to Moms for Freedom, Moms for Make America Free Again. So that would be one thing, right? So the Make America Free Again is a good blueprint for the national level.
Yeah, so Pam Popper is with MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. So go there, check that out. She has the blueprint. You can listen to her Thursday conference call. What they're doing there is they're building a large enough database to get the government's attention. They have over 1.5 million accumulated right now. We have lawsuits in 4 states. So it's a great way. I mean, grab your neighbor, grab your best friend, and then start from there. We started with 7 people. Now we have over 200 in just the Health Freedom group that I have. And then we just send out weekly information to them. So if anyone wants to get on my email list, I give you the resources. Like, go to thehighwire.com with Del Bigtree and watch that every week. Let that be your news media. Turn off the TV, right? There is the PlandemicSeries.com, which is with Mickey Willis, produced the documentary with Dr. David Martin and Dr. Judy Mikovits, which I've met all three, had dinner with them, and they're amazing people. And they've been slandered as well online. Don't believe it.
Everyone has been slandered. Scott Atlas. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So those are just start at your house meeting, and then you will grow that. But you have to be intentional and identify what your hot button is. What are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. You know, I am passionate about getting the truth out because people are believing a lie. And don't be afraid to walk up to someone and engage in conversation and learn how to ask the right questions to individuals that when you're out there, because we can no longer be silent. We have to stand up. We have to speak up. And I did want to, I know if we're closing, yeah. I wanted to finish off with this quote, and it was from Ronald Reagan. "As freedom is never more than one generation mm-hmm. away from extinction, we didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. And one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free."
Yeah, well, and we've played that before, and clips from him. He was amazing in the speeches, you know, very, very clear and concise about what's going on. And he talked about socialism. I'll have a clip about that as well.
Yeah.
But what is, and this is all about freedom. That's the thing. We need to emphasize freedom, freedom, freedom.
Amen.
What is your Instagram and Facebook?
Yeah, it's Yvette.Gaw, and then just is my Instagram, and then Yvette Gaw on Facebook. And I put information out there. And then, like I said, Common Sense Truth Freedom @gmail.com. That's a great way to reach out, and I'll put you on my newsletter.
All right, great. Common Sense Truth Freedom @gmail.com. Those are three principles we need to get a whole lot more of. Listen, Yvette, thank you so much for coming on. I'm sure you've inspired the listeners to get active if they haven't, and to get more active if they've been slacking, because this is really serious. And everything we have been saying for the entire time about the Democrats, about the Democrat Party, and I'm going to put this back on Obama. It all started with him. We called him a Marxist, all this racial division, all of this stuff. Them taking over the health care, it was all Marxism, is all coming to pass. If you want to be free, you're going to have to fight for it just like everybody else and just like our forefathers and mothers fought for it. Thanks for coming on. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and we will be back after the break.
more Brooke Talks America coming up.
When it comes to the founding of the United States of America, it may be shocking to most Christians today, but it was New England ministers who played a key role in rallying support for war against the tyranny of King George. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, ministers pressed their congregations to overthrow King George because they believed that rebellion against tyrants was obedience to God. From many pulpits, ministers recruited troops and strengthened them for battle. Those church leaders knew that the Bible places great emphasis on due submission to civil authorities, but they also noted that many passages approve resistance to ungodly authority. It is therefore no coincidence that one of the slogans of the American Revolutions was "No King but King Jesus." Most of the patriots, including men of the cloth, found in their faith and in God's word the courage to risk their lives and properties in order to break the tyranny of an unjust human authority. The ministers of the Revolution understood that freedom and liberty emanate from freedom in Christ, and the principles emanated in the Word of God. I pray the ministers of today will stand for true liberty in Christ and in America. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America with Brooke Says. Check out the blog at BrookeTalksAmerica.com. Here's Brooke Says.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says. And that was an excellent conversation with Yvette and an excellent Edwards notebook from Ron Edwards. You know, this is... I played the clip last week of Pitbull, who's Cuban, right? So he's Cuban-American from Cuba, communist country, talking about freedom, okay? Here's a Canadian, Chris Skye. You know, he told the truth about the lockdowns. Apparently, he's getting some legal trouble about. They're brutal in that country. This is to our north, okay? This is supposed to be a democratic country, and they have the craziest lockdown, and they're still. They're arresting pastors, harassing people for going to the park. And let me tell you, cops, I'm sorry. If you're doing this, don't. Don't. You are losing mass. I'm just telling you what I see out there. You're losing massive support among the only people that support you, and you can't afford to do that because the other side wants you dead. Defund the police. It's not coming from the right. So you need to watch out what you're doing about harassing people that are with stupid laws, because these lockdown laws are not constitutional. So anyways, here he is telling the truth on the lockdowns.
I'd say a lot of people saw it. There was a UN document. This is common knowledge. And it basically outlined the lockdowns, and they just gave it to each country and allowed each country to tweak it for their own people, to make it more palpable for their people, and to give the impression that it wasn't an international document disseminated to all countries to make it people think that every country made up their own rule. No. The five levels of lockdown were in there. In a place like Ireland, they went level 1 to 5. In a place like Canada, where we like colors, now we got green to gray. It's still five levels of lockdown. All the five levels are identical. They used Australia as the model for the fifth level of lockdown, where you can't leave your house, you can't go can't literally do anything. And that's what they really want to do here. Well, I heard about the mandatory quarantine hotels, and I knew right away it's a complete violation of our rights. And the only reason they're doing it is because they want to convince you to accept the vaccine passport. I want to stress that. Everything that they're doing, closing your business, closing your gym, forcing you to wear a mask, all the stuff they're doing is to try to convince you that it's a good idea for you to go along with this idea of a vaccine passport so they can vaccinate you multiple times a year, every year, and then use that as an excuse to prevent you from travel, work, congregating, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you think it's a conspiracy theory, they already have it in place in Israel, and they've already made it quite clear that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to be relegated to small shops and grocery stores, and you're basically shunned from the rest of society. And that's what they want. They want a complete medical tyranny on you. Once you give in to medical tyranny and you do not have bodily autonomy, and they can literally forcibly inject you with whatever they want as a pretense for you to live your life, are you free? Absolutely not. That's the most invasive violation of our rights thus far. And that's why they waited an entire year of demoralizing you and destroying your life and making you as hopeless as possible so you will not just accept it, you will beg for it. That's what they're doing. They're doing psychological warfare on you to weaken you to the point where you will not only accept defeat, you will accept perpetual defeat for the rest of your life.
Does this sound familiar? Yes, because it's exactly what's happening right now. Keep in mind, everything, and by the way, Colonel Jim said and has gotten tremendous heat, oh, this can't happen here. This is communism. This is medical tyranny. This is communism. And I'm telling you, they said it about when they put in Obamacare. Don't put in Obamacare. You don't want socialized medicine. You don't want these people having access to your entire medical records. And here we are, what, 2009, 12 years later, it's exactly what they're do, what they have and what they want to do. They want to have digitization of rights. They will have it. They say, oh, well, they're not going to have a chip in the vax. That's not the point. The point is that when you once you have the vax or don't have the vax, you will have a QR code. And by the way, if you're a Christian, this definitely sounds like what? Mark of the beast. You know, that's what people have been talking about. I happen to feel very suspicious about that. It was one of the first things I thought of when I heard about the idea of having a vax is the mark of the beast. Obviously, a lot of people have it, including Christians, including conservatives, because they scared you with what? Your health. You don't want to die. So they said, if you don't do this, you're going to die, right? A lot of people have died because of the jab. So I'm sorry. It's all very clear. It's all very obvious. I don't know why Charles Schwab gets to walk around free and all of this stuff is going on, but it is. And you have to stand up against it. We are on the precipice of losing everything. And promise you, if America goes, the rest of the world goes too, very quickly. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and we will be right back after the break to talk with Colonel Jim.
More Brooke Talks America coming up. Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. Visit Brooke Talks America on Facebook. And now, your host, Brooke Says.
Welcome back to Brooke Talks America. I'm your host, Brooke Says, and here with Colonel Jim. And by the way, let me remind you that Colonel Jim Warshak is the former Deputy Director for Intelligence at U.S. Central Command, served on the White House National Security Council, currently serves as the Hillsborough County, Florida GOP Chairman, is a staunch conservative, and the first retired military officer in Florida to endorse Trump, which we still do. This segment is brought to you by GDSM Productions Graphic Design. Since its inception in 1993, GDSM Productions clients have included many publicly held corporations, as well as small and mid-sized startups. Creative expression through breathtaking design with over 25 years experience. Visit her Facebook page at GDSM Productions to get connected and get a quote on your next project. And remember to tell her Brooke sent you. And make sure you check out Patrick Hyland at the Sports Zone Sundays at 11 a.m. on the station. And again, make sure you connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is Brooke Talks America. Twitter is at Brooke Talks USA. I'm very active on there. We fight, we war, because that's where the culture war happens. So, Colonel Jim, I know you wanted to say something on the Chris Sky audio.
Well, absolutely. Regarding both what Yvette Gao had to say and what Chris Sky talked about, you have to understand, they are desperate for everybody to get this vax.
Yeah.
Why are they so desperate? I think, and many, a lot of other people do, that eventually they want to get you to the point, as Chris Sky said, where you demand it yourself every time there's a new version. Eventually they're going to call you in and say, Jim Warshak, it's time for you to come in today to get your jab. And in that jab is going to be something that is different from everybody else, because they're going to tailor each one, because they're going to get word saying, this is the person we need to get rid of next. And they'll put something in there, and you will die weeks or months later. That's the plan. This is part of the process to depopulate. Well, if you're going to depopulate, you don't want to keep the sheep. You want to keep the sheep around who do whatever you want. They don't want those who take a stand against this, and they will be using the jab to eliminate people. It's selective political genocide, and I see that coming down. Why else would they make an effort to do so much over a vaccine. We've never seen this kind of intensity with the annual flu vaccine. Why? You need to ask the question why.
Well, they certainly do want depopulation, and they'll never come out and say this. There are people that have come out and said that down the road, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. Obviously, that's going to freak a lot of people out, but it's part of the ideology, right? It's part of the thinking. Why are they emphasizing this? If the vaccine is so great, you don't have to sell it that hard. Period. Anyways, very quickly, I want to get into, obviously, there's a, you know, the whole world is blowing up, including here. You have Cuba, you know, going through their thing. What I find very interesting is that the media is only talking about Cuba. They're not talking about Haiti. Haiti just had their president assassinated. Do people not think that there's a whole lot going on there? They're not talking about South Africa. Right, which is totally in chaos with all the looting and everything like that, which is a communist, part of the communist plan. The irony is that those people are all destroying the things that serve them. It's not very smart. It's very stupid. You're eliminating your own services, your own businesses. What are you going to have left? Nothing. But they're not talking about that. Why do you think the media is not talking about that?
Well, certainly with South Africa, this was planned. I mean, South Africa, you know, we remember apartheid, and we went through the Mandelas, and South Africa went from the most outstanding, well-organized, well-run country in all of Africa. It had, you know, its own production capability. It was a country that was booming when you go back to the early 80s and before. And they determined that, well, we got to give this to the people, and we saw what happened. It gradually fell apart. Now you have the globalists and the leftists, the world leftists, who have targeted South Africa, and what they're doing is, it's the same thing, because the government there had started to change and realize that things weren't working, and they were going to try to move in a more conservative direction. And so the leftists and the globalists said, no, 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 no. And they basically are the ones who are orchestrating and inciting people to destroy the country. As you say, they're burning it to the ground. It's because they want control of it. And like most other countries, if it comes to it, they will eliminate it and rebuild it in the way they want. So that's what's going on there.
Okay. So back to America, is General Milley and his attitude towards Trump. You know, I find it very interesting. Okay. People need to look beyond the surface, right? So the iceberg is just the tip of the iceberg is what you can see, what is underneath. All of this stuff is coming out now. Why is Milley coming out? Why is Mattis coming out? Why are these books coming out? What could possibly be happening at the same time? Oh, yeah, maybe it's audits all over the country, right? You have the Arizona audit. You have the full forensic audit in Georgia. You have the full forensic audit coming in Pennsylvania. And by the way, there will be one in Wisconsin. All of where? Let me see. The battleground states, right? Major criminality. Where's Ruby Freeman in Georgia? Major criminality all over the country. Yes, I know. I don't want to hear it about, oh, the judges didn't do anything about it. Yeah, because they're all in on it. They all want Trump out. Does that sound hyperbolic? I don't care. A lot of the people that were on the list of judges were given by rhinos. They all want Trump out. They don't want to show the evidence. That's what January 6th was about, not having to show the evidence. So what do you think about this? I mean, you know, we're political, but I want to talk about it strictly from the military perspective. If you have General Milley going after his own troops, you have the situation with the Navy not up to the task with war fighting, they're focusing on woke. How does this affect the military and troop cohesion?
Well, this is all about relegating the most powerful military in the world that was revamped, in fact, by Donald Trump after 8 years of the Obama administration. And now you have, as you said, what's going on in Arizona, what's going on in Georgia, what's going on in Pennsylvania and the battleground states. And they're starting to realize things are being exposed as a result of the audits that are happening. They are scared to death. So what do you have to do? You have to bring about something that's going to cause a deception or distraction. And this is what General Milley did. Of course, the way General Milley did it was he revealed what was going on in the military. He revealed that we are training and giving education on critical race theory. It's being taught at the academies. It's being taught to the troops. He revealed this. He exposed that this is going on. And that's this now, you know, you almost have to thank the guy for saying it, because people are starting to realize, my God, this is happening in our own military. It's going to erode the capability. Admiral Mark Montgomery, who is a 32-year military veteran, Navy veteran, was asked by a number of congressional members and senators to do a study on the readiness of the 7th Fleet, which is the Pacific Command, which is horrible. He interviewed chiefs, enlisted officers, and they basically said the focus is not on war fighting and training to fight and win wars. It's more worried about diversity and do we have enough color and race and what have you in the ranks. No focus on war fighting. This is horrendous with what's going on now between China and Taiwan. Mm-hmm. We have always been the protectorate of Taiwan over communist China. And basically what Admiral Montgomery said was, we cannot win a war against China, at least Navy-wise. And this is horrific. And we have to ask the questions, why are we worried so much about this? This is what the Biden regime is doing. This is what had been started during the Obama administration, is to erode the capability of the military. And what they did was, and I need to talk about this a second, you know, they did a purge of military officers during the Obama administration. And we saw the likes of General Flynn and others who were fired and removed. Well, people like our Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, he made it through the purge because he did what they wanted him to do. And now he is in charge. And as President Trump came out and said the other day in a letter, he needs to be removed and he needs to be court-martialed.
Well, it's not just that, though. What they do is they leave the military and they go work for Raytheon, which is also, by the way, going woke. So I don't really know how that's going to work out. And all these guys are white, so I don't know how it figures. But they're going to get their money regardless. But with regard to China, with regard to the Navy, it's not just about – two things are at play. One is it's not just that we can't win a war against China. It's that we can't protect the countries like Taiwan, so that they're going to take Taiwan. What do they make in Taiwan, Jim?
They make the chips.
Yes. The other thing is, if we don't have a good enough Navy, we can't keep China from bombing us here.
Exactly. If that's what it comes down to, and of course, as we've talked about before on many of the shows every week, you know, this is part of the erosion of the American patriotism. They want us just to be followers. They want us to be the serfs, just like in the old Soviet Union, where people, you know, have a responsibility, what they're told to do, and that's what they do. It's not going to be about freedom. It's not going to be about independence. It's not going to be about you making a decision and you controlling your lives. It's going to be the government controlling your life cradle to grave, and that's what they want.
Well, how does that have to do with why would the people in the military destroy the military that they have to serve in?
Well, see, that's the great question.
They're the only ones that are going to get the crumbs.
The military is a very stringent organization, and it's designed on order, it's designed on discipline, and to follow the orders of the officers over you. And what we're finding out is the orders all over you are not supporting the oath. They are not supporting the Constitution. They want you to follow them, not because you are we're all on the same sheet of music. We're all there to support and defend the Constitution. They want you to be your allegiance to be to, hence the Biden regime in this case, and whatever follows. That's what they're trying to do. This is a process to change the mindset of the military, and they want to get rid of the conservative thinking, you know, members of the military who have been there and who have been our brunt force against whatever it is.
Well, and they want to get rid of individualism and independent thinking. That's really the thing. If you're one of the cog and the wheel, you're not going to fight back against it. But here's the thing. The people, you know, and I say this all the time, The people that the Democrats are targeting for this live in the same country. I have said this over and over. I'll say it till I die. They're doing all this for black voters, period. I don't care what anybody says. They're doing it because they know they're bleeding black voters. They need black voters to survive. They need it 85 to 95%. We all live in this country. We all live in the boat. If you're in the Navy, you cannot be thinking that the person that is sharing your bunk hates you. This is the kind of stuff that we need to fight back as a multiracial, multi-political philosophy, united as patriots against. This is really serious. This is not a joke. This is very serious. We're about to lose the country. It's not hyperbole. We're going to lose it if we don't join together. You're listening to Brooke Talks America. We need 3 more hours to talk about all this stuff, but we will be back next week to talk about it.
Brooke Talks America with author, publisher, conservative advisor, and patriot, Brooke Says. Connect by email, info@brooketalksamerica.com. Connect on Twitter @BrookeTalksUSA. And listen next Saturday night for more Brooke Talks America on AM 860, The Answer.